I've always loved, as I always say to people, if you're feeling down, if you're feeling that way, just take a walk through a children's ward in hospital. You'll hear more giggles than crying. And that is, and you see them turned upside down, if they've got trouble with their hips, if they've got emphysema and that, they're coughing all over the place. But nevertheless, they're laughing more than they're crying. I think that's a good way of getting people out of their misery situation.
You said that your wife only gets down sometimes. How do you both keep your spirits up?
I joke a lot. I do. I'm terrible. I've got one of these warped senses of humour. I just have to see something, and in my head comes a little cartoon with little bubbles coming out of it, you know. I just think we've gone too far. It's you know what annoys me more than my wife and a stroke and everything is this nanny state we've got ourselves into, where kids can't climb trees. I just read in yesterday's paper a slide that has been there for 50 years has been taken down and it's not going to be replaced. The people keep telling us what to do. And if we don't do it, they're going to fine us. They're going to throw us in prison. And they can't throw us in prison because we've never built another prison for the past 10 years. And that really annoys me that and we'll give our children ASBOs. ASBOs are something we've collected like exam papers. When they've got an ASBO, you know, they say, I got one too, you know, and it doesn't mean anything.
Let's change the subject from the nanny state to the welfare state and what support that you have had in caring for your wife.
I've been extremely fortunate in the early days, and I think this is because I was capable of having the time to go in every day to the hospital over the 9 weeks that she was in there, then being able to go to the places where she did her rehabilitation after that, because it took her 6 months to learn to stand, more or less. I got to know people and I got to know things. So we got the wheelchairs, we got the riser seats, you know. They came and put risers on chairs so that the chair wasn't too low, it was higher up. It gave us a seat for the bath, although that's all gone now, and I've purchased my second wheelchair myself. I've also had to get a new bath thing because they run out of batteries and things like that. But from that point of view, I've been extremely fortunate. But then for about the past 8 years, we haven't had much to do at all, really. A lady came and saw me. Patsy phoned a lady, and the lady says, who's your care manager? She says, I don't know. I don't think I've seen one. And then the other end of the phone, she says, oh, it's me. And the next thing, we got a visit from another lady, and they've sent me £250 to hire a cleaner.